Welcome to Beyond the Petri Dish, a podcast where we dive deep into the captivating realm of clinical laboratory medicine and explore the impacts of our work beyond the lab bench. Join our hosts, Aaron Odegaard, a veteran laboratory scientist and aspiring stage actor with a heart of gold, Heather Netting, an experienced clinical microbiologist with a wealth of knowledge and not so subpar human, and Kyle McGee, scientist, scholar, inventor, and Skeeter's dad, as we uncover hidden stories from the lab, discuss the latest innovations within the field, and connect the dots between our work and the broader world of healthcare. Please remember that the thoughts, views, and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the hosts and do not represent our employers, organizations, committees, or other entities. In this episode, we discuss...
Dude, if you pick a theme, like, go with it. Like, I want to see everything freaking Barbie and the Barbie car and all the things and, like...
Did you just compare all laboratorians to Oompa Loompas?
the rage. They got real cookies. I got the stale ones.
So join us as we journey beyond, beyond the Petri dish.
I also got some new makeup that I was experimenting with prior to hopping on. Anyway.
Is the story you were dying to tell us?
No. Actually, the thing that I want to ask you guys, as we are only 1 week away from Lab Week, celebrating our colleagues in a professional manner, I really like to amp up that celebration every year.
I had a joke.
Oh, let's hear your joke first.
Save my joke.
No, let's hear your joke first before I ask my question. Because I feel like my question is going to go potentially in a lot of directions unless you guys are boring. And then it just doesn't, so.
Ouch. Okay. This is amazing, let me tell you. This is going to get me the big promotion at work. Okay. Why did the bacteria cross the microscope?
To get to the other slide.
Oh, no, you got it.
Boom. Ooh.
To get to the other slide. Heather for the win.
I like that one.
If there's a corny joke out there, I've heard it. I know.
Apparently, I have to up my game. I have to really dig deep to get some good jokes here. Yeah.
You do. I mean, it is a good joke.
Challenge accepted.
Is your definition of a good joke just that I don't know the punchline?
I think that's going to be an added bonus.
Oh, okay.
But very impressed, actually. This is why we're all together on this journey beyond the Petri dish. Oh.
We are on a journey beyond the Petri dish, talking about getting to the other slide. I know.
Yep.
So speaking of us all being together on this podcast, because we have shared interests and shared sort of similar personalities, the opening question that I have for all of you is, as we go into Lab Week, thinking about all of our laboratory colleagues, I want to know, do you guys think that humans that are very OCD, a lot of attention to detail, filled with potential self-doubt, wanting to be perfectionists, lying awake at night, thinking about how they can better everything, you think that that type of person is drawn to the career of clinical laboratory sciences? Or do you guys think that the career of clinical laboratory sciences makes humans like that? Ready, go.
I think it's definitely a component, but I've had colleagues that definitely don't fit that bill.
It's kind of a chicken before the egg dilemma there.
I lay awake at night thinking about this.
This is the question.
Yeah, which I just don't know if I have always laid awake at night thinking about this type of thing, or if I lay awake at night thinking about this type of thing because I've chosen a career in clinical laboratory sciences.
I mean, I think it can it draws people that are attention detailed, but it can really make you a little more attention to detail, especially when you realize kind of all those little details kind of make a huge difference to whether you report the wrong thing out or the instrument's giving the right value or if you're doing the best thing for the patient. So yeah, but yeah, there are lab professionals that are all over the place, and we all know a couple of them.
Sure. We all, Aaron, what I think you're trying to say is that we all know some lab professionals that have no attention to detail. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I'm not saying it, but I mean, if you're putting it out there, then there are the occasional lab professionals that probably need a little extra help.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's why you need good leadership.
Yes, good leadership.
And a lot of fail-safes built into the computer system and into your procedures and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. Well, speaking of good leadership, I'm going to go back to Lab Week, because I'm really excited about it. It's only 1 week away, and I am trying to make this Lab Week situation a little more known to the community. So I also want to ask you guys, what's your favorite Lab Week memory from the start of your career until now? What is the thing that someone in leadership or your colleague, your bud, something that somebody did for you to show their appreciation for you and your profession, thereby comprehensively showing appreciation for the field of laboratory medicine?
My first job, we always had food and everything catered from the vendors. That was really good. But at my second job, that was a no-go.
No food?
There was food, but it was, potluck style.
Was that due to restrictions that the laboratory had for accepting things from vendors, or was that for another reason?
Yeah, it was a gift restriction. So it was across the board. I mean, even like, Nurse Week and all the other health professionals weeks. I mean, nobody could do anything in terms of catering or accepting gifts from vendors.
I like that you brought up Nurses Week. I'm going to table that while I wait for Aaron's response.
Man, okay, so that's kind of tough. There have been a lot of really fun lab weeks. I'd probably say my first one at my current job, where I realized the amount of support I had from leadership, so my executive director, we're allowed to get food donations as long as there's education there from current vendors. So I wasn't getting responses back, and she was right there working with the vendors, trying to get us some food and gifts, and even to kind of see the leadership team where they were like, okay, there isn't as much funding, but we're going to all step in and get gifts, and just kind of seeing the team pull behind us a little bit. And it was cool. We did have our hospital president come last year for one of our lunches. So she sat down and had lunch with everybody. And then our VP, who a couple of the lab scientists didn't know was the VP, just sat down and they just started like chat them up. And then my friend Markeisha at one point was just like, did you know that was? I was like, no, I didn't know that was him. So
I love that. I love that. Thinking of that experience, Aaron, I am curious how you felt after you learned who those people were, and thinking of your interactions with like the president, like those types of things. In hindsight, were you like, wow, like this person seems very interested in what's going on here? Or in hindsight, did you feel, oh, now that I know that, this conversation makes sense and it feels forced?
I would say I don't think it felt forced. It was maybe the fact that I didn't think the conversation was possible. Like I initially was like, okay, well, maybe they're not going to care, because we get into that place where we're lab professionals, we're like, oh, behind the scenes. But to kind of realize that, okay, now they're aware that it's happening, they want to pull behind us, that kind of thing.
Awesome. So you did feel like you had their support, almost surprisingly. You were like, oh, wow. Like, okay, I didn't even know that I was talking to you.
Pretty much, yeah. And then even, like, our communications team, they were real excited. They're like, oh, it's lab week coming up? Okay, how are we going to promote it this year? What are we going to do? So just kind of putting yourself out there to let people know.
Do you feel like it opened a door for you or for your lab in particular to allow for future communication, or do you feel like it was a one-time event?
I feel like it kind of opened the door. And I even during lab week, I guess this is probably one of my favorite memories. Administration bought us ice cream one time. So I was picking something up from the little cafeteria on the side, and this mom was looking for some kind of ice cream bar for her son who had been in the pediatric ER, was admitted, and it's like the one thing he really wanted was a little ice cream bar. So we actually had ice cream bars that administration gave us, and since she couldn't find one, I was like, you know, we have some extra ice cream. So I was able to kind of tell her about, okay, it's Medical Laboratory Professionals Week, and we do have some ice cream. So I was able to connect with a patient and also do something small for a little patient too at the same time. So it was kind of cool.
Oh, I just got chills thinking about that, yeah. That you were able, yeah, to have some patient interaction and bring it back to the lab. Yeah, and
I still think about that.
Yeah. And I knew that I could find your actual favorite laboratory week memory by just like, I was just fishing. I had to pull it out of you.
Pull me under the scope there for a little bit.
I know, to get to the other slide.
Yeah, but it keeps growing where I am. We're doing two fun runs, and a paint and pour art thing. There's games, so it helps to have that leadership that kind of allows you to do all these fun things.
How is that different from your previous jobs? Where, because like you keep saying, like, where I have leadership and this job and this job, it sounds like this is the first time that you have had like a really positive experience that made you feel appreciated during Medical Laboratory Professionals Appreciation Week.
It probably comes down to that there were less restrictions. So what's considered a gift? As long as we're currently where I am, they were willing to kind of, the policy's a little different, but the leadership was very excited to just be a part of things. And it's kind of like once you got people excited about it, then they're like, okay, what can we do now? How can we raise money? Oh, let's do a day where you can wear blue jeans, as long as it's in the policy. So we do a blue jean fundraiser. So it's just,
cool.
I think they're able to do more.
Nice. Well, I personally feel like we still have miles ahead of us before we can get Laboratory Appreciation Week, Professionals Week, however you want to term it, until we get it to where I think that it needs to be. And I actually had a lot of hope during the pandemic when there was this sudden recognition where they were like, we're going to like bang pots and pans and like sing out our windows and be on our balconies and like do all the things, which is super corny. But it was great because it wasn't just about nurses for the first time. It was, hey, here is recognition for the entire medical community. It was clinicians, surgeons, nurses, lab. And lab was actually there in what I felt like the light that we have been just pining for, because there was this sudden uptick in recognition that all of the previous years, nobody really acknowledged lab. And then all of a sudden, like, we were there in the list. Like, this goes out to all the nurses and laboratorians and medical professionals. And we were kind of called out specifically. I want to get back there. I want to be there because, I mean, one of my favorite lab week activities that comes to mind, and keep in mind when I first started working in the lab, I was working at a reference lab, so freestanding building. We were not inside a hospital setting. And
I remember your fun parasitology practice.
Yes. And I loved that it was a thing that everyone looked forward to for the entire year. And that was that we played bingo over the PA of the entire building. So everybody would go and get their bingo cards and they would make the announcements and the entire building could hear. And if you got a bingo, you just had to call like this, like defined extension to say like, I have a bingo, I'm down here in micro. Like, and it was really fun.
I picture it being like a Price is Right kind of moment.
It was.
Come on down.
And it was really fun. And
get your pen.
Unfortunately, having started my career in a reference lab setting, it gave me a false sense of appreciation for laboratorians during this particular week every year, because the whole building stopped to celebrate this, to acknowledge it. And there was food, every meal was covered, and it was this just big event. And so I had this warped perception of how laboratory professionals get recognized on this particular week. And lo and behold, when I went to the hospital setting, that's when my eyes were opened to the fact that, and now I'm bringing back your comment about nurses, you know, Nurses Week, you walk into the front door of the hospital, even at the registration booth, and there's cupcake towers and signs saying, come and get your free massage here, and like patient donation buckets, like
you want some, the Disney fireworks and the
yeah. And then like Laboratory Professionals Week in the hospital went like nearly unacknowledged or recognized. And it was very disappointing for me because I went from like bingo over the PA, like everybody's involved, everybody loves it, everybody recognizes it, to like we get the stale cupcakes left over from Nurses Week by default. And I am curious you guys' thoughts on this. Again, I have to say that I have the most respect ever for nurses, and they do things that I am certainly not willing to do, and they deserve the recognition that they get during Nurses Week. It would just be awesome if laboratorians would get there too, and I think we're getting there, but
we are.
But what is your experience in contrast to that situation?
I kind of hoped, because Lab Week was really, they started celebrating it in 1975, so I was kind of hoping the closer we got to the 50-year mark, I'd be a little further along. I think
next,
it just might
next
be
year's 50 years, huh?
50 years of Lab Week, yeah.
So. It's going to be a big one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make it be a big one, if I can.
Yep, get the parade ready, get the floats, although the microscopes, yep. We'll be on parade, but yeah, it might just be kind of like nursing's a little better at tooting their own horn and visibility. So how we struggle with visibility in the lab, it's just kind of, we need to be better about tooting our own horns a little bit.
Well, in their defense, Nurses Week started to be recognized in 1954. So we are 20 years behind them. Mm-hmm. So maybe next year is truly our year. The 50-year mark.
That's where it's all going to happen. It's going to change. Mm-hmm.
Kyle, what are your thoughts on this phenomenon?
Yeah, my experience was the same as yours. My first role, it was a big deal. And then my second role, not so much. And when I say a big deal in the second role, I mean like in terms of visibility outside the laboratory. I mean, we still had fun within the lab, but it was all kind of behind closed doors, it felt like, most of the time.
That is exactly it. The lab is so good about recognizing each other, supporting each other, giving each other like the high five and the lift that they might need to get through the week. But I think that is, you just hit the nail on the head. That's exactly the problem. Like, it needs to be a little more public. And I'm not saying that I need like, you know, the sky to open up and like everything to just rain down, like, oh, the laboratory professionals, like I wish like I could be one, and like all these things.
Like, oh, you're so amazing.
Yeah, but I just want some of that like ripple effect to like find its way outside of the lab, and for more people to recognize what a critical role we play in patient care, and at least just like give us a high five when we pass them in the hallway, right? Like maybe just that. Maybe get fresh cupcakes for lab week.
No, I mean, I feel like we're getting there. The more like roles where I get to serve on like committees with nurses and physicians and make them aware of what's going on, and the more that they see, the more they're kind of joining in on the fun. Because even last year, we invited pharmacy to come to a couple of our lunches, but it's just them seeing.
How many people
us
showed up
from pharmacy?
Mm-hmm.
We had 6.
And how many would you venture to say exist in that particular organization?
Well, we're a big health system, so. But
was,
you got to start
a lot
somewhere.
More than 6. It was a lot more
you
than 6, right?
You
got
to start somewhere. Yeah.
I agree.
That's why I'm doing the United Way fundraiser at work in my little hard hat and running around with nurses and doctors and all sorts of people for donations so they can see lab there.
Hey, you know where I got a lot of traction? In services with the nursing staff. I got quite a lot of traction with that and providing, I think I did a 35 minute, which is a really awkward, weird amount of time, but I was given 35 minutes to do a presentation on like culture ordering and how blood culture monitoring works and how the process flows. And I will say that the response to that was very enlightening because the audience, the ones that did show up, and we had to provide food to get them to show up, but that's fine. That's fine. Sometimes you have to provide food to get laboratorians mm-hmm. to show up to the thing, right?
Food and education hours, yeah.
Yep. And so I did this sort of education session as well as in services, and the number of people in general, and there was not like one particular role or title or individual that said this, it was pretty widespread. The response was, I had no idea. I had no idea. And so part of me believes that while it's frustrating that our career is not necessarily recognized or acknowledged by everyone, I do think that we have to play a role and we have to go and advocate for ourselves, like you just mentioned, you know, trying to fundraise. But it is shocking to me how shocked people are to learn what we actually do. Just to learn like what it means to order a blood culture and like why ordering it stat isn't going to change anything.
This is true. Yeah, because even when we were doing our rounds, so it's on the road again with the United Way. So as we were taking our little toy car that had like pretend wheels on it and our little construction hats and things walking through the lab, some of the people that were with me were like, oh, this is down here? Oh, wow, look at all the instruments. Wow.
They didn't even know the lab was down there? They didn't even know where to find it?
No, there was like one or two people that didn't. Yeah, they're medical records, though, so the nurses know where to find us, where the hemolyzed specimen is.
The
doctors.
That...
I had fun this past week. They're very adamant about certain labs.
The only reason why half of the people in the hospital know where to find the lab is because they have gone down there all high and mighty, like, I'm going to go bitch about this thing. And I'm like, welcome to the lab. Please have a seat. May I offer you some water before our tour, or I will educate you against your will.
I pictured like a Willy Wonka situation.
I know.
Like, come with me and you'll see.
No, it is. Think about it. Like, let's really
Here's
think
our
about
CBC.
Think about the Willy Wonka situation for real. Like, think about all the things that happen in that movie. Like, Oompa Loompa, like these people just like come in and they're singing and they like take things and they go and do something with the things and people are like, what happened? Like, what just happened? Like, that is the lab. Like, no one like fully understands it, but they know that there's a lot going on. Like the blueberry candy. Like, I don't know what that's for, but it seems amazing and it gets me what I need. Like, I don't know. That's a pretty good analogy, I think.
Did you just compare all Laboratorians to Oompa Loompa?
No, no, no. I compared all labs to a Willy Wonka situation. And maybe there are some Oompa Loompas. Maybe there are some.
I was talking about the wonder. Kyle, you cannot discriminate. But yes, we are all inclusive, but it's the wonder of the laboratory. It could be the Wizard of Oz if you want it to be, or
no, don't use the Wizard of Oz.
Something the kids watch these days.
Do not use the Wizard of Oz because that implies that there are people without brains and hearts. Which maybe that might be true, but we're not trying to advertise that piece. Otherwise, no. We'll keep getting stale cupcakes for years to come.
I can take the Willy Wonka metaphor if you want to call it that.
Okay, we'll take that one.
Because the lab is kind of secretive in that sense, because no one really does know what goes on.
Yeah, and people...
the lab results.
Absolutely, and they walk in and they're like, I want a golden goose! I want a golden goose! Give me the golden goose! And we're like, beep! Like the floor opens.
I want a stat blood culture! I want a stat blood culture!
Yeah. And then we're like, just get out of here, dude. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. And the floor opens up. And they fall down the chute. And then we move on.
So my next question is, when are they going to do a Willy Wonka theme lab week?
That's next year. I just know it. I just know it's next year.
Somebody propose it.
I'm going to. I will submit ASCP every year as a program where you can submit for your lab week ideas. I did it one year when I was stuck during the snowstorm. And the crazy thing is that I had this whole thing drawn up. And I didn't get to submit it because of the snowstorm. And then lo and behold, guess what happened?
Excuses.
They picked
Barbie and now we're all covered in pink.
No. Also no. And no. What happened is the idea that I had planned to submit, somebody else submitted. So my idea came to fruition, was chosen, and was the lab week theme. It just didn't get to come from me. And that's upsetting.
What was it?
It was the not all heroes wear capes.
Yeah, that's a good one. I was about to say, I think that was my favorite one.
Yep. Yeah,
I've got some good photos from that. We made like
I had drawings and everything, and I just didn't get to submit them because of this big snowstorm. And then I was like, well, I guess like I can't be that upset because my theme has been chosen. Just a little upsetting that it wasn't my submission. But so, next year,
Kyle,
Willy Wonka.
Yeah, Kyle, what was your favorite theme?
I like the hero one. I actually remember that lab week. Not saying I don't remember the other ones, but that was definitely the most fun and felt like the most impactful. Because wasn't that during COVID?
No.
It wasn't?
No.
No, it was, wait.
That theme got reignited during COVID, not for lab week purposes, but this would have been probably like 2012.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I wasn't even the lab, so never mind.
Maybe I remember us doing capes and things in 2020, so it must have got reignited.
Well, yeah, because with COVID, everybody reignited the concept of like not all heroes wear capes, but there was ASCP defined lab week theme, and it had to have been 2012, 2013, could have been 2011. I don't remember when this snowstorm was, but.
So I had a visual of Kyle as a superhero in a world full of labs. There's one hero. And then he just takes his glasses off and you're like, oh my gosh, it's Lab Man. I'm not going to say Microman.
That lab boy. Man.
Yes. It takes a lab man or woman to save the day.
Find the other public themes.
Yeah. I did like the Back to the Future. That was kind of fun.
I really liked the idea of Back to the Future, but I didn't love how it was executed. I just felt like it was executed in a way that didn't like fully appreciate Back to the Future.
Might be because that was the first one I was in charge of everything for, so I had like a DeLorean backdrop and 80s and 50s props, and we were acting all...
So in my hunt for finding the history of lab week themes, the first thing that pops up is a Reddit post that says the 2024 AACP Lab Week Barbie theme is insulting. It says, why is AACP using such childish Barbie theme colors for promoting Lab Week this year? The Saving Lives part looks like a children's show far. We're 2 years post-pandemic and the themes seem to be getting more childish and insulting by the year. No adults in administration are going to respect the Barbie pink theme.
Ooh, how do we feel about that? How do you feel about that, Aaron?
I don't think that's true. I'm going to stand by the... No, Barbie was not the theme that I was hoping for. I was hoping for the Olympics, but people have gotten behind it. It's finding ways to have fun with it. And I know a lot of those people in the communications department at AACP, and they work real hard on a lot of those themes. And plus, we voted for this. Don't be yelling at them. We voted. People chose this theme. So, and it's an Oscar-winning film that snubbed some actresses and actors. But still, I mean, they give us they come up with three really good themes, and they put it on their social media. So if you're upset about it, you need to vote. So I'm going to defend them. I'm not a big pink person, but this is what we voted for. So I'm going to make it as fun as possible. So we've got like little Barbie prop boxes and lab coat decorating, and just got to have fun with it. Yeah. So no, and I think they did get that feedback a little bit too. So they were trying to address that a little bit. So as someone that is involved with AACP, I don't think that's true, and that's what we voted for. So
yeah, I mean, I thought it was original, and if the lab has taught me anything in like 8 years, it's that you can't make everyone happy. So
especially on social media.
Yeah.
Because that gets me mad. Just like, do something. Shut up and do something. Sorry, Heather, go ahead.
I think that my thing is that I feel like ASCP will like pick a theme and then they don't honor the go big or go home concept. Like they'll pick a theme and then it's like they're nervous about picking the theme for all the things that you guys just mentioned. And so they just like lightly tap on that theme. And I'm like, dude, if you pick a theme, like, go with it. Like, I want to see everything freaking Barbie and the Barbie car and all the things. And like, we want Barbie and Ken options and all the stuff. And they're just like, we acknowledge that this is Barbie themed, but we're like, we're actually not going to come right out and say it. Yeah. Like, I actually think Margot Robbie should be invited to visit like all of the top 10 labs across the country.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I know. That'd be awesome. I bet the CEO, CFO, CTO, all the C's would show up in the lab for that. See Margot Robbie? No, I would.
I have to reach out to Dr. Holliday and be like, hey, can you get Margot Robbie? You got us Obama 1 year.
Right? Like go big or go home. I don't like this like sort of half-assed thing that I feel happens where I'll get excited about a theme, but then it's not really the theme that it is like made to seem it is. And I think it is the hesitation that like not everybody's going to be on board.
Yeah, I feel like you kind of got into something that I feel like if that's what was on Reddit, they are kind of gauging that people were a little unhappy, so trying to feel out it's a balance, trying to find out, okay, do I ramp it up, which I kind of feel like you should go big or go home, or do you kind of scale back a little bit and try to include more people? But like, well, Kyle was saying, can't make everyone happy.
Well, I think that that's actually the issue, is like you get these people that are super excited about the theme, but because it's like just halfway there, nobody's 100% happy. Like, I don't know. But yeah. I respect ASCP. I think that it's great that they even acknowledge Lab Week, because a lot of places don't. They just don't care. So I will take what I can get. I'm just saying that people vote on this theme. Like, exactly. That is how the theme is decided. And I don't particularly love that we have people vote on the theme and we get all excited about it. And then they're like, this is the theme. we want you to believe that it's Barbie. But there's not a Barbie or pink car in sight. Like, Saved by the Lab. Saved by the Lab. I did not see Screech on anything. Like, what? How are you going to be Saved by the Lab and then, like, pick your own spinoff of that situation? That seems weird to me.
It's tough for me because I know a lot of the people there, and I know how hard they work to try to promote everything, like their marketing group and everything.
I know they work hard too. I'm not saying they don't. I just want them to not be afraid of the people that might get upset about what decision was made. I want them to support the people that voted for the theme and, like, go big or go home. Like, you pick Barbie. Like, I want to feel in every tiny snippet of Lab Week, I want to feel like Barbie is the theme.
That's it. And you could have done like a lab science Barbie and have Ken be like, I do lab. That's all I do.
By the way, I have laboratory Barbie still in the package, not even opened, because that's exciting. And that's I also have only one decoration in my bathroom, and that is a tiny little Lego lab. So, like, I'm just saying, like, I go big or go home.
You're like, I even did the validations on it, on the LTDs.
It's validated for use in my bathroom. Come check it out.
Well, so what are you guys doing for your teams with Lab Week? Do you guys have anything planned?
So, our marketing director is, like, super, super awesome in everything that she does. And so next week, all of her fantastic ideas that we will be providing and sharing with the laboratory community will be revealed. But, like, we made cute little gift bags last year, and it was super fun. And there's usually just, like, a little celebration for the lab, like, the people in the lab at the company that work in the internal lab. But we are going to go and spread that awesome marketing joy to some of our customers. And typically, I like to do something special for my people. But since the gift that I normally give as a Lab Week gift, I gave as a Christmas gift, my people may have to rely on the marketing department to get fun things. I've been super busy, okay?
What did you get them for Christmas? Oh, nice.
I'm trying to show you guys the drawing that I almost submitted, and the reason why I pulled it up is so I could find out what week it was, and it was for Lab Week 2014.
So she showed a picture of a lab coat that had a Superman logo on it.
Yep. And I drew this, I think, well, the photo was taken in, looks like, August of 2014. But I think that it was drawn in 2013.
So are you going to, what's your idea for the next, what are we going to go for the next couple of years?
I'm not that creative. I came up with one creative thing and somebody stole it and submitted it. And so, like, my creativity for Lab Week themes is shot. Plus, again, I will circle back to that. I'm concerned to submit something that I'm really excited about because I want ASCP to go big or go home.
So Willy Wonka? Are we going with Willy Wonka?
Yes, 100%. I've got, like,
Wonka would be cool.
Yes, let's do it. Let's do it together. Let's come up with, like, more than just a drawing. Like, we'll come up with, like, a whole, like, you know, at Christmas when they have the,
You could even have songs, too.
Yeah, yeah, like, oh, speaking of Lab Week songs, are you guys familiar with, Z-Dog? Z-Dog MD?
A little bit, but tell our listeners about him.
I know that he has, he's very active on social media, but the reason why I know who he is because he makes up songs that are, like, based on songs that actually exist. And a lot of times they're like rap songs or whatever. And several years ago, he did a shout out to the lab. And if you guys have not, A, just heard the song that he made up for Lab Week, or B, watched the actual video that he did for this song, it is amazing. It cracks me up. And it's good. It's good stuff. Big shout out. Big shout out to him. Advocate for the lab, advocate for the nurses. He provides equal advocation for all people involved in patient care. And so I have the utmost respect for him and what he does. Because I think he's fighting for us guys in the lab.
I think I've seen one of his videos where it was like a parody of a Dua Lipa song. He's like, one, you gotta wear your lab coat, two, put those gloves on, three, put Park QC out, or something like that. But it was pretty good.
Oh, there's one specifically for the lab. And there's like you know, in Dirty Dancing? I'm probably like way off because I'm not good at movies, but like where they turn on the water and they're like under the water shower, like in whatever movie I'm thinking of. He even does that right. With a safety shower.
It might be what's it called, the one with the Steel Town girl, and she's working in like a steel mill, and they do like the whole parody where the water falls on her.
You can feel it.
So it is to 50 Cent's Into Club is his lab parody. I'm gonna try to play a little bit.
Go, 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 redraw. That's the birthday. You didn't label it. That's the birthday.
All right, so I just encourage everyone to look up leading up to Lab Week. It's called In Da Lab, and it's by Z-Dog MD. And it's really funny and it's really creative. And you can tell that he put a significant amount of time and effort into creating this. But if you listen to it, you've got to watch the video too, because it's phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Like, he talks about pipetting and doing diffs and like all of this stuff. It's great.
Yeah, we've got to find more fun ways to kind of tell people about what we do and about Lab Week too. Because if you make it fun, people are going to want to learn more.
Yeah, I, for Lab Week 1 year at another place that I worked, I was like trying to get everybody motivated and excited. And so I was like, maybe I can come up with something like Z-Dog MD and make it specific to this lab. So I like started creating this like rap, and my theme was... the theme song for Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
This is the story of Heather in the lab.
No, like it started out with
her days.
In the back of the incubator. It was like a whole thing, but I never finished it. So, you know, maybe one day in my spare time.
So, kind of getting into that, do you have any like tips for helping people really promote their Lab Week? What's something you do to kind of really promote it to not only lab people, but family members or friends? Or
so I just try to talk about it as far as people who are not in a healthcare setting, and I feel like it's stuck to a certain extent. But it's interesting that you brought up how lab or how hospital administration came and participated in Lab Week with you, you know, 1 year, because once I was overseeing a micro lab, I finally felt like I had the opportunity to take it outside of the lab and advocate for the lab. And I sort of did a similar thing where, you know, I had infection control committee meetings and stewardship committee meetings and all of those things. And so like the quarter before Lab Week, when we had those meetings, I started to mention it. And then I would follow up with the people that I worked closely with. And I would say, hey, are you ready for Lab Week? You ready for Lab Week? You ready for Lab Week? And a lot of them honestly had forgotten since the last time that I had mentioned it to them. So then I just invited them, like, come down to the lab and see some of the stuff that we do. Like, a lot of labs have really cool contests. There's a lab that I'm working with pretty closely right now, and they have this entire wall where every year after lab week, they all do their own internal like auger art, the same concept that ASM does. And they all submit their art and they take pictures and they hang it on the wall for the entire year after lab week. It never gets taken down. And then they post the new pictures from the contest every year during lab week. And everybody gets excited about it because there's recognition inside and outside of the lab. And it's just really cool.
Yeah, I've gotten to do the media, the auger media, but I didn't even think about hanging it up. We've got a board now that we're going to be having fun lab memes that we're going to put up with team member pictures. But
is your joke going to be on there?
It just might be. And you'll come there to run through the lab and just let everyone know what the punchline is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So Kyle, do you have any tips for people trying to really let like family members and friends, and how do you promote Lab Week?
How do I promote it?
Yeah. So how do you like let people know that it's Lab Week? Like,
well, I've never been on a Lab Week committee, ironically enough, but I don't have any tips on how to promote it, but I would like to see Lab Week to go beyond the lab at institutions and be recognized, you know, by everyone and not just amongst ourselves. It would be nice if we can get to that point.
Has anyone in your...
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, has anyone in your family ever acknowledged Lab Week without you really pushing it? Like, to you, no?
No, definitely not.
So you've never had a non-lab professional just be like, hey, man, happy Lab Week. I appreciate you.
Nope. I mean, is that surprising?
No, it's not surprising. But that's the part that we have to change.
Yeah.
I think now that like I'm in charge of running it for our health system, that I get so busy with everything that we're doing, all of the fun things that like family members know they're not going to really hear from me too much. So they'll say happy lab week and find out how the week went. But it's probably because I talk about it so much that I probably drive them crazy.
Hey, I was able to accomplish, let me count. Gosh, it's crazy for me to think that it was this long ago. So like 8 years ago, the guy that I was dating at the time, he actually sent me a gift and had it delivered to the lab. And he was like, happy lab week. And like, he's an accountant. So like, nice. I felt like I had gotten somewhere. I was like, yes, someone that is not a laboratory professional has acknowledged this. But I actually just think that it's because he heard me talk about it once and he's a good guy. So like, so whereas I thought like I was like making headway, like outside of the lab, I actually just think that I happened to at that time be dating a good person that listened to the
things.
He's
like, I'm doing really well.
Yeah. So that listened to the things that like I was saying and that were important to me. But so it was a little bit of a false sense of accomplishment, but you know, you got to take the small wins.
Yeah, so I kind of think, Kyle, you should be getting like a bouquet of PEA plates from Jess.
If only.
For lab week, yeah.
Whatever, have you ever gotten her a bouquet of PEA plates?
No.
So then why is it on her?
You know, that I think about it, I need to ask her. I'm sure there's a physician therapist week. I wonder if they have the same issues.
Oh my God, and you don't even know about it? And how long has she been your wife?
I know. I don't think I've ever even heard of it.
I feel like I need to pivot and advocate for Jess in this moment.
For all those physical therapists, yeah.
I know, where she's like at work eating stale cupcakes and her like husband at home's not even acknowledging. Like, how can she expect work to acknowledge?
That's, yeah, kind of a good point. Not to throw you under the bus, but just we got to make sure we acknowledge everyone else's weeks if they're going to acknowledge our weeks. So
yeah,
got to help the fireworks show for nurses if they're going to help you.
Hey, I help the fireworks show for nurses, but you're right. Like, I may not do a fantastic job of acknowledging everybody else's appreciation week, and it's probably just because I'm like stuck and full of jealousy with Nurses Week.
The rage.
It's not the rage.
I got the stale ones.
Yeah, it's just jealousy where I'm like, come on, like, where's my massage? But you're right. You bring up such a good point, Aaron, that like, yeah, you're damn right. I acknowledge Nurses Week. And last week, but like maybe I'm not as good about acknowledging, you know, physical therapist week or something else. So yeah, maybe if we do a better job, the universe will reward us. You guys want to make this our mission?
With a slight bit of guilt, they'll be like, oh gosh, they helped us celebrate that. It's like when you go to a party and you bring a gift and you invite the other person, like, okay, we have to get a gift of this size and this quality. So let's.
All right, guys, that our mission for the next year, and we will circle back to this time next year, and we will have a conversation about how many professionals' weeks we supported and participated in that were not Nurses Week and were not Laboratory Professionals Week. You guys want to take on this challenge? I like it.
You're throwing the gauntlet. I think I will.
I will too. Like big celebrations. Like, I want to acknowledge you. Like social media, something like wildly outside of our field. Like, I want to acknowledge you for doing what you do.
For being a part of the team.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a question about, so students, how do you get students involved in Lab Week a little more?
So I was actually about to bring that up. I will say, so the MOS program that I direct at Santa Fe College, we do Lab Week pretty big. And so we're making that very visible, at least on campus. So the MOS programs do it well. So at least we're getting some visibility.
Tell us what you do. Tell us what you do.
Well, let me find the list of events.
Well, as you do that, I see your MOS stuff all the time on LinkedIn. So you guys are... you're promoting on social media.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's part of the reason why we're kind of doing this podcast too, right? Is to get more visibility in the lab.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point to bring up.
And it doesn't always have to be about formal knowledge and education. I like to know what a field is like from a real world perspective. I feel like we would be doing our listeners, it would almost be an injustice to sit here on this podcast and talk about how great the field is and how wonderful and everyone loves you and you have this role in patient care. And here's the thing, it is great and you have a role in patient care and it's so satisfying, but it is not rainbows and butterflies 100% of the time. Like, we all know that. And I think that it is important for us to make sure that people know that, but that people also choose this career path despite that fact, because you gotta outweigh the pros and cons. Do you find it fulfilling? I certainly do. So it doesn't matter what kind of BS comes alongside it. I'm still willing to do it because I love it.
No, I agree. And even with our students from the being a clinical affiliate, it's a great way to try to retain that person. So you're like, oh, look at all the fun we're having here. Come on in. Here's a pin. Join us for the runs. Look how amazing of a dynamic team we are. And you can even see if they fit into your culture too, as well. It's someone that you're like, I don't know. It's a good way to kind of feel it out.
I mean, I can say definitively, hands down, and you guys, just you, Aaron and Kyle, are a testament to that. My very closest friends, the ones that I know will be there at my funeral, that will be there through thick and thin, almost every single one has come from my laboratory career to some extent. And so we are definitely a tight-knit community, and it is a phenomenal community to be a part of. And I will advocate for it until it doesn't exist anymore, which I don't think is going to happen. So forever. That's my way of saying forever. I will advocate.
Pretty much. We're here for the long run.
Mm-hmm. The only weddings I've been in have been colleagues from the lab. Like, probably some of the only people that I would ask to be in mine would be colleagues that I've met from the lab. Like, we all definitely stick together. It's fun. It's rewarding. Does that mean that it is, like, perfect all the time? Absolutely not. Like, sometimes we get stale cupcakes during lab week, but we're going to fix that. We are going to fix that.
So we tried fixing these stale cupcakes by actually going, well, you're going to give us a stale cupcake? Fine. We're going to do a lab coat cookie decorating contest.
Yes!
With fresh cookies. And it's going to be decorating them like Petri dishes. Then we have, like, Erica made, like, little lab coats. And yes, and the cupcakes. That's the next big thing. I don't want a stale cupcake. It's going to happen. We'll make our own.
My team 1 year, I decided to,
lab developed cupcake.
Yes, I love it. LDC. I love it.
Is it FDA approved yet?
1 year, I decided to, like, dig deep down in my soul of creativity. And I was like, I'm going to do something big for my people this year. And by big, I mean that I had just learned what flood icing was. And how you can decorate cookies with that. I know that's like a whole nother podcast. We can talk about it, Aaron. You seem really intrigued. I'll fill you in at a later date. But for now, for those who know what flood icing is and the concept of using it, I actually made 4-quadrant streak Petri dish cookies. For my team 1 year. And so it's basically just like a sugar cookie. And then you take the icing. And the way that the icing is it can flood the entire cookie or it can, like, stay firm. And so I just did, like, streak lines. And so I made some that were blood auger plates. And I made some that were McConkie and had a pink background. And they were super cute. And I made them myself. So it felt like, that, you know, they were made with love. They're made with love.
The Lab Week event at Santa Fe is, long story short, a bunch of lunch and learns and hot sorrows coming on site to give presentations to the students about what we do in the lab. So, and there's a bunch of TVAs, so I'm sure we'll flesh that out more this week.
Yeah, I'm sure some of the clinical affiliates, so that where they do their internships, I'm sure they're inviting some of the students to kind of come along on some of the things.
Yeah.
So,
how can we get the students to advocate for this very, very important, critical turning point of our career recognition? How can we use them to advocate for us? What do you guys think?
I'm gonna refer to our fancy program director, Mr. Professor McGee.
Kyle, what do you think they need? What do you think they need to be motivated to not only join this profession, but advocate for it for other young professionals?
I think the biggest thing is they need to be passionate about working in the lab. A lot of students use this as a stepping stone for other careers, which is perfectly fine. But the ones that are all in need to do more. So I'm sure you remember, John. In undergrad, we started the Medical Laboratory Science Society on campus to do more promotion of the field of laboratory science because we felt that one, our program wasn't getting enough attendance considering all the opportunities that it brought. So we thought by doing a club on campus and doing events, we could promote it more and get more students involved and interested in the field of laboratory science. So I think that's one way to do it, is just doing outreach and getting other students to recognize.
Didn't you have t-shirts?
Yeah, we had t-shirts. We even had
I still have one of your t-shirts.
We had banners that we hung up along campus, around campus at the student union. We did a lot to try to promote it. So I think that's the best way to promote it. It's just do as much outreach as possible.
Just kind of build that excitement in early. While you can.
Yeah, because it really is. It's a good career with a plethora of opportunities. And You just have to reap them.
You do. And I usually give, as far as being just a clinical foot, so someone that helps, like, Kyle's students when they're doing their internship, I'll usually kind of tell them that, hey, you know, this is your chance to kind of get to know some of that lab leadership and be a part of some events, and they can know you on a, like, a personal level and get a little excited about the profession. So when you're doing your interview, they'll be like, oh yeah, I remember Melissa from Lab Week that one time, and we had that great interaction that was not like anything that was forced or anything. So, and I'm stealing actually one of Kyle's students who we actually did hire and has worked out extremely well. She's been a great addition to our second shift. So
I'm not surprised, because Kyle is so, I joke at work now that Kyle is still known as the professor. That is his personality, that is his training style. And so to hear that Kyle took a young, fresh person and turned them into somebody that Aaron, you, from a quality perspective, would want to snatch up and it would work out. I'm not surprised to hear that.
Yeah, we're
Kyle. That's our Kyle.
Get emotional.
Oh, God. Oh. Maybe.
He's so smart.
Yeah. Maybe it should be a Kyle-themed Laboratory Professionals Week next year.
No, definitely not.
Just a straight-up dedication to Kyle McGee.
It is. A true lab professional.
From his
very
soul.
Modest, too.
From his soul.
So, do we have any game ideas that we can give our listeners? I know you're talking about bingo over the intercom. And I've done bingo.
So
I've done bingo over over email, but what are some other fun game ideas?
Okay. So bingo, how I described it, is like, you know, G49, right? But there's another type of bingo that I think is probably a little more conducive for the hospital lab, and that would be phone call bingo. And you come up with a bingo card that has various, like, requests, complaints, problems, like, can I get it stat, like, quotes, things that doctors call and ask for, and then you, like, mix them all up on the bingo tiles and you distribute them, and it's like, hey, once you get one line
I kinda
on this bingo card.
I like that. You can be like, oh, yes, I got the add-on.
Yes.
Like, I got one protein electrophoresis.
Or, like, a call for an add-on test that's already being done. Like, something like that. Also, the lab coat fashion show, I actually witnessed that at a customer site a couple of years ago. I was able to stand in the hallway and watch the lab coat fashion show just, like, pour in, and it's phenomenal. The only caveat to that is that you have to be in a lab that will allow participants the time and creativity opportunity to actually do their thing, because nobody likes, you know, to try to throw it together and be like, I don't even have 5 minutes, like, to like step away from, like, my day to day, so that I can, like, participate in some of these fun things.
I will report back this year. We bought some little pink runways and a little fashion coat thing, so they're gonna try to do it throughout the health system. So I will.
Can I come? I'm gonna show up there.
I'll let you know. I can Skype you.
No, I'm just gonna show up.
That's the paparazzi.
I'm gonna show up dressed like Barbie to the nines and oversee this entire event.
Interesting. Your influences were day shift, morning rush. Why the darker is the night shift.
I'm gonna wear, like, 6-inch hot pink heels, and I'm gonna be like, hey Aaron, I'm here for the Barbie party at the lab. I heard that it's lab week and there's a Barbie party, and I'm gonna be there.
And it is happening. Well, there is the monthly maintenance relay race. Stealing, yeah, that's our, from our producer John.
Yeah, but what if we have just done it? Do we win by doing it again unnecessarily?
No. the fact that you've done what you're supposed to do. And if you're a supervisor, you've reviewed the maintenance log and signed off on it like you're supposed to.
Oh, so if I have already...
you make quality happy.
If I have already reviewed it from last month and that was like 5 days ago, I'm just going to let him have it.
I'm going to say, you're fine. You're a champion.
It's fine. But that means like we only went 2 weeks in between. So we have actually extended due to the lab week festivities. We've extended our monthly maintenance requirement like 2 additional weeks beyond what we thought it was before.
Well, it could be a pre-competition.
Oh, my God.
To get people hyped up. Did you do your maintenance?
Hey, that's actually great. Because lab week is always in April.
You get a pen.
Lab week's always in April. And here's the good news. Summer starts at the end of May. So maybe we get ahead of our maintenance by having this relay race for monthly maintenance. And we do it after 3 weeks instead of 4. And then we're ahead of the game and we can better schedule our people. Knowing that our monthly maintenance is now ahead of schedule as we go into like sort of summertime. How do we feel about this? Mm-hmm. You guys are like, no, you think too much.
I'm still hanging on to the lab bingo card. I'm still hanging on to that.
Full circle back to the first thing that I asked.
I might actually borrow that.
Do you think that the lab attracts psychos or do you think that the lab makes them? And so like we're full circle where I'm like, oh shit, right. This could be really, really good.
We attract fun people. We got various personalities.
Think about how fun we are. We're so fun.
Well.
Hey, we hung out recently.
We did, yeah. We had a fun time at the microbiology symposium.
Actually, now that I think about it, I invited you to hang out another time and you didn't. So that tells me that you didn't actually think that I was very fun.
Yeah.
So I got to work on that. I got to work on my Barbie situation to make sure that people in the lab think I'm fun.
Well, we're all meeting up again pretty soon, so.
Yeah. Just, 5 days from now?
5 days now. Yeah. Talk about professionalism and all that.
Yeah.
Jazz.
Yeah. And I know that by the time this airs, it'll be too late. But for those in the state of Florida, you in a crunch to get your last minute Florida specific requirements, you should attend the Florida Society of Clinical Laboratory Sciences is symposium that happens every year. And just by your registration, guess what you get to do? You get to check off your HIV and AIDS, all of your Florida requirements. As we just slide into the renewal year for all of our Florida laboratorians, it is a renewal year this year. So the 2 years is up. You got to renew your license, and the fastest, most streamlined, easiest way to do that while supporting your societies is to attend the symposium, because it's going to let you check a lot of boxes and meet a lot of good people and hear a lot of good content.
And you get to hang out with us. We are a fun group.
Obviously, that was the leading point, is that Kyle, Aaron, and I will be there, and I've got the most interesting little snack for our discussion during our session, and that is the fact that Kyle and I met during that first year when we were on that panel, and now here we are. We have been reconvened, now working together at the same place, so something that one of us said was motivating to the other, now we work together. We're just trying to reel Aaron in. We're just trying to reel him in.
Yeah, what's going to happen at this next one, man?
I don't even know. It's going to be huge, though. It's going to be huge. It's unfortunate that this is not going to air until after the fact, and I feel so bad for everyone who did not get to attend, because it's going to be one exciting event.
But we're going to report back.
We're going to let you know how it goes.
Yeah. Do you have any Lab Week parting words for our listeners? Like, what's something they should do?
They should celebrate each other, themselves, even if only once a year you take a look in the mirror and say, you're a badass. Like, what you do matters. It makes a difference. There's a huge impact. And you should also be thinking of Margot Robbie next week and thinking of Kyle's baby, who is now suddenly joining us on the podcast. But that's my words of wisdom. Advocate for yourselves, advocate for your fellow laboratorians, because that is the only way that we are going to be in the public eye for this appreciation week. And it's been baby steps leading up until now, but we will get there. Look, Noah's advocating, little Noah.
Yeah.
You can hear him.
He's going to be a laboratorian, right?
Mm-hmm. So Kyle's already advocating.
Yeah, advocating early.
Early
advocation. That is what I also support and recommend. Can never start them too young.
Yeah, my take is you really have to be your own advocate in this field. So we just need to do more of that. More of that and more frequently, not just during lab week, but every chance we get. So
join your professional societies, participate in the symposium, do the thing. Even if you think it's not going to make a difference, I promise it will.
Hey, and if you want to see a certain theme, make sure you vote for it. Make sure you send in your idea, because we could be lab superheroes again. You never know.
Willy Wonka is on the horizon, guys. It's coming.
It's happening.
Well, Aaron, it's funny. All the comments on that post said, well, you should have voted.
See? Actually, do something. Be visible. And it's not just lab week. Keep celebrating your victories. But
hey, and if you need help being visible, I'll help. Aaron will help. Kyle will help. You need some help taking the next step to make this profession visible, reach out to your peers, because I guarantee that there is one sitting silently that wants to help and wants to make our profession a little more acknowledged and a little more exciting and a little more appreciated. So your colleagues are definitely there to help you advocate for what you want and what you want this profession to be in the public eye.